Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've heard it forever, diet and exercise. But what if you could unlock even more for your health? Try this. Diet, exercise, brush and floss, and regular dental checkups. Not quite as catchy, but your body will thank you. Harmful bacteria from your mouth can travel to other places in the body, like your heart or brain. That's the mouth-body connection. So let's upgrade the routine. Diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist. Find one nearby at smilegeneration.com/confidence and discover how oral health connects to overall wellness. Smile Generation. Confidence unleashed.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, Matt. And now, Steve, you must get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What color of cat is typically associated with Halloween?
Black.
Correct. The world's shortest escalator is located in which Asian country?
China.
No.
Japan.
Correct. Who had the songs Toxicity and Aerials?
System of a Down.
That's right. What car company makes the Econoline van?
Ford.
Yes. Green Lantern's ring is powerless against objects of what color?
Green, red, yellow.
Yellow, yes. How many NBA championships did Michael Jordan win?
7.
No.
6.
Yes. What river flows into the Pacific Ocean between Washington and Oregon?
Columbia.
Correct. Which organ stores bile?
Pass for now.
In what early 90s year was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves released?
91, 2, 3.
Yes, 1. How many moons does Mars have?
2, 3, 4.
2, yes. Which organ stores bile?
The gallbladder.
Oh, my God, Matt! You know what time it is. It's perfect 10 time, baby. Steve, I think Steve can hear a little bit of a ruckus through the soundproof windows.
It looked like he was sipping his tea, giving us the stink eye.
I hope that's filled with a magic potion that makes you very smart this morning, Steve.
Oh, is that so?
That is so. Are you ready?
Showtime!
What color of cat is typically associated with Halloween?
Black.
Yes. The world's shortest escalator is located in which Asian country?
Let's go Japan.
That's correct. Who had the songs Toxicity and Aerials?
System of a Down.
Yes.
Toxicity.
What car company makes the Econoline van?
Dodge?
No.
Nissan?
No.
Honda?
No. Green Lantern's ring is powerless against objects of what color?
Yellow.
Yes. How many NBA championships did Michael Jordan win?
6.
Yes. What river flows into the Pacific Ocean between Washington and Oregon?
The Columbia.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which organ stores bile?
The butt.
No.
I don't know. The kidney?
No.
The liver?
No. In what early 90s year was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves released?
Early 91.
Yes. How many moons does Mars have?
2.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 8 correct, and that's a pretty good score.
Yeah, it is.
But Matt got a perfect 10, baby. Woo! Congratulations, good. Matt.
Thank you. Good stuff.
Nice job, Matt.
Dude, he crushed it. That was wild. Well,
I can't do anything in that situation.
The second you didn't know that Econoline is made by Ford.
Ford.
I knew it was over. And the other one you didn't know that he did, the organ that stores bile is the gallbladder.
Yeah, I would have guessed so many organs and never gotten to that one.
Okay, stupid question, though. So I know a lot of people end up with their gallbladder being removed. Then where does the bile get stored?
In the butt.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message every day. We get these messages, Steve, and some of them are quite interesting.
Yes, somebody wants to talk a little bit about the tsunamis, another person about bumper boats, and somebody, I can't believe this, actually agrees with you about something.
Well, there's a first time for everything, and yes, we will slide into our VMs after Billy Idol.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Try it. We think you'll like it. Leaving us a voice message. It's very easy to do through the Odyssey app. Download it for your smartphone and have at it. Steve, what is the situation this morning?
Well, let's check out our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
I was listening the other morning when Migs was talking about Family Fun Center, and Migs, I swear, I've been on those bumper boats with that same woman.
Okay. So, for those who know, we went to a birthday party over the weekend. We went to Family Fun Center, Rocky and Bullwinkle's, and we went on the bumper boats, which was awesome. But on the bumper boat, they have a squirt gun. And the squirt gun, well, there was a lady that was out there in the water with me, and she decided that I was her enemy or her crush. I'm not exactly sure. My wife and I were debating this. We weren't sure what was going on with her, but she just focused only on me and soaked me while we were out there.
How many other people were there?
There's probably about like 10 or 12 people out there on the water.
That's weird.
It's super weird. Like, she followed me around. I was running, like not running, but I was slowly bumper boating away from her.
My husband and I, we were on the bumper boats having a great time, and this one woman, this bitch.
Okay, I love this call.
Just kept squirting me with water. She followed me around. We were joking. Also, I'm pretty sure maybe she had the hots for my husband. She was just trying to take me out with water, but it was f***ing ridiculous. I was at one point, I was like, listen, bitch, stop squirting me. Squirt your kid.
What else in life are you saying, listen, bitch, stop squirting me. Squirt your kid.
Also, did you happen to hear the news? Hulk Hogan died. I know, f***ing crazy, right?
What?
I can't believe it.
That is just bonkers. All right, let's check out our next voice message.
So is anybody else confused about this whole tsunami thing? Say, are we watching it? Are we advised from it? Is it a warning?
Yeah, you know, it is kind of weird. Like, that first, like, this is not a tsunami warning. This is a tsunami advisory.
I guess I don't know when they make the switch from advisory to warning.
Which was an upgrade from a tsunami watch.
Yes.
Okay.
I watch the news and they're just like, hey, a tsunami's coming, but don't be too concerned because it's not really coming, but it might be coming. So, you know, don't go near the water, but it's probably not going to be anything. However, there might be a tsunami that's going to hit at some point. And it's like, what the f*** are you guys even talking about?
Also, did the tsunami just hit his phone?
I know, it sounds like it.
Are we getting a tsunami or are we not? I don't know why I'm leaving this message here. I mean, it's not like you guys are my go-to for tsunami coverage. But
yes, actually, we are your tsunami leaders.
Yeah, we are. Everybody comes here for that information.
It's 11 o'clock at night, and I'm having a hard time sleeping because I'm just trying to figure out if I should be freaking out about this tsunami.
I don't think you should be freaking out about the tsunami. I just think it's like a weird hand that like the experts are dealt, because you can't like say don't worry about it and then something happens, but
yeah,
also you don't want to freak everybody out and nothing happens and everyone's just like, I'm never going to believe the seismic organization that told me this.
Well, and I guess so this earthquake happened off the coast of Russia. If an 8.8 happened a little bit closer to our coastline, would it be that much more serious? Probably.
Yeah. And it's a pretty bad one, 8.8.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, definitely learned a little bit more about tsunamis coming in this morning as I was like trying to figure out how much danger are we in.
I saw some of the waves that they were, you know, showing in California, and they called them modest waves, and they did look rather modest.
They weren't egotistical.
They were not.
Okay. We got another voice message.
Taryn is absolutely right.
Okay, yeah, we all need to listen to that.
Turn it up louder.
Taryn is absolutely right. Empire Records is one of the best movies that came out of the 90s. Awesome soundtrack. I love Day in the Life of movies. And, you know, a bunch of kids working in a record store trying to save it. I mean, how can you get any better than that, especially with the music? The music is the selling point, period.
I agree. Great soundtrack. I never heard of a movie being called a Day in the Life movie.
No, but it makes sense because that's what it is. It's a day in the life of the record store employees.
Which got me thinking, like, what are other great Day in the Life movies? And I went online to see if there's anybody who's ever assembled, like, a list or anything along those lines and came across a few. And I didn't realize how much I love Day in the Life movies. Like, here's, for example, Dazed and Confused.
Amazing movie.
Last Day of School, 1976. Seniors are hazing the freshmen. Teens are partying in the woods. Matthew McConaughey, you know, he's saying things that maybe people should never say out loud.
All right.
All these movies I've never seen before, but I'm wondering if one of our favorites is on there, Steve.
Which is?
Superbad.
Next one, Superbad.
No way!
Two nerdy friends trying to get booze for a party fail repeatedly and discover their friendship is about to change forever.
Yeah.
Mallrats, another Day in the Life movie. Kevin Smith, I think, might be the king of Day in the Life movies because Clerks as well, I would put that on there.
Yeah.
How about Friday? Ice Cube, Chris Tucker hang out on a porch, get high, and deal with everything from drug dealers to neighborhood bullies. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that might be the quintessential Day in the Life movie.
That's such a good one.
How about Airheads?
Oh, nice.
I still love that
movie. It's a great movie.
Plus, there's Radio Dorks. I mean, it is kind of cool that they hijacked a radio station and play their song.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of their band? The Lone Rangers.
Yes. Good callback. Nice.
Breakfast Club.
Oh, I love Breakfast Club. These are all classics.
Oh, this one might be one of my all-time faves. Danny, I don't know if you ever watched this one. It's about four teens that are trying to get to a Kiss concert. It has Edward Furlong in it, and it's called Detroit Rock City.
Never once seen it, but I like the song.
Oh, dude, I think you would like the movie. It's a ridiculous film, but it's super fun.
Oh, yeah, and one of their moms is trying to stop them from going.
And she's a bitch.
She's super religious and says that Kiss is knights in Satan's service.
Yes.
It's so awesome.
And then there's a great scene when someone, like, you know, makes fun of Kiss for being a disco band and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's the best.
And then one more, and I agree also, this is one of, I'm telling you, like, most of my favorite movies are Day in the Life movies. Waiting.
Wait, I don't know if I've seen Waiting. What's Waiting?
It's a Day in the Life at a restaurant.
I don't know if I've seen that movie.
Was it Dane Cook?
Yeah. Well, no, that's
Luis
why I haven't seen
Guzman.
It.
Guzman.
Was it? Yeah, and it wasn't Ryan Reynolds in it, too?
Ryan Reynolds, yes.
Yeah. Maybe? Or
Ryan Reynolds,
Dane
Cook.
Or Dane Cook. You can't have both of those idiots in one movie.
No, wait. Dude, and I think you would like it. Waiting cast. Let's see.
I think still, maybe Ryan Reynolds was in Still
Ryan
Waiting.
Ryan Reynolds was Monty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dane Cook was Floyd.
Wow. Those are two reasons I'm not going to watch that movie.
Anna Faris?
Okay.
Justin Long?
Yeah, that's fine.
We need to have her, like, kicked out of the state.
Okay.
I don't want to do a Day in the Life of Taryn Daly.
No, it sounds like it would suck. The Daily Mix Show. We're, like, waiting.
Right. I've never seen it.
You see it.
Rockaholics, we need your help. We need you to help us put 400 brand new pairs of sneakers on local children in need, and we are inching closer to our goal every single day thanks to the help of who, Steve Miggs? Who's been making donations?
The Rockaholics. People like Rob Clues donated $25. Stephanie Christopherson donated $100 for Kicks for Kids. We are over $6,000 raised. Let's try and get to $7,000 today.
You can make it happen at KISW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This morning in Birmingham, England, Ozzy Osbourne was honored with a funeral procession.
Yep.
And it was a very emotional thing to watch.
Did you happen to catch any of it?
I did. I was just kind of catching up a little bit this morning, and it was very heavy, and especially seeing how broken up Sharon was.
Yeah, I forgot with the time zone difference when I got here at work, and I'm just like, I sometimes just end up on YouTube just going down that rabbit hole, and all of a sudden it says live procession for Ozzy Osbourne. I'm like, oh, let me tune in. And just as I tuned in, the brass band, which was, it was powerful. It was like, they're just going through the streets of Birmingham, and they have the hearse where Ozzy's in, of course, and the family's behind him. The whole procession's going on, and it's all being led by this band, and they're playing a Sabbath song. And here, I grabbed a clip of it. Here they are doing Iron Man, and it's crazy just to hear. I bet for the guys that are playing in this band, they never thought they'd ever be doing something along those lines. Hey, it's probably fun to do a Sabbath song, but not in this circumstance.
Certainly.
And then soon after that, as they kind of stopped at a certain spot where there was like a full like memorial of flowers and all that, and then you see Sharon come out, Jack, and the entire family, Kelly as well. And that part was hard.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, these people are, of course, like, they're celebrities to many. There are people that are fans of them. Ozzy's an icon. But at the end of the day, they're human beings, and they're grieving the loss of their family member, their dad, their husband. And I know that the fans are just there to support, but it was weird seeing Sharon crying with the flowers to put in the memorial as people were chanting Sharon's name and chanting Ozzy's name. And I know it wasn't done for any other reason than to show love for her, but I was like, man, I don't even know what that would be like to be in a part of a funeral for someone that I love, and then there are thousands of people chanting their name.
Yeah,
crazy.
That was wild. And you think about how much they did together as a family unit.
Yeah.
And then, not seeing Ozzy there. It's hard to absorb it and hard to process it.
But I would imagine, as much as weird as it is, also the, like, they got to know, like, wow, our dad is so loved.
Oh, my
goodness. And that his legacy will live forever.
One of the biggest parts of his legacy, one of the biggest stories over the years, was him biting the head off of a bat. And there's one video that has been shared about the time Ozzy went to Letterman and talked about it.
What actually happened was, I get a lot of weird people at my concerts. Like, it's kind of rock and roll, Somebody threw a bat on stage, and I thought it was one of these toy bats. So I picked it up, bite the thing's head off, and suddenly everybody's freaking out because it's a real bat. Because, like, on the stage set, like, the bat goes, like, asleep when the lights go on it.
So. Uh-huh. So it was, for all practical purposes, a toy bat.
Yeah. But I can assure you the rabies shots that I went through afterwards aren't fun.
No, they're painful, I understand.
Very painful.
Now, did you know immediately, not having bitten into...
Well, I've eaten some pretty rough chicken on the road,
It is crazy. What article, for the most, like, 95% of the articles that I read about Ozzy since the passing of Ozzy, at some point bring that story back up. It's like, that story, as much as we talk about Ozzy's legacy will live forever, that part of his legacy will also live forever.
Never forget.
The Daily Mix Show.
So what about you? 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you did that people will probably always bring up forever and ever? What is that one story that you just can't live down? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne. What is something you once did that people seem to always want to bring up about you? What is that one story that you will never live down? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call and the number to text. Steve, someone on hold got stuck on the third story of a building on senior skip day.
Nah.
We're going to get the full story in just a moment. But first, Mike from Gig Harbor, what is something you once did that people always bring up and you just can never live it down?
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
So I work on a road crew, or I did back about 20 years ago in my early 30s. And so I'm that guy you see in a traffic pattern, leaning on a shovel, one of those coveted, what's that guy doing and why is traffic so messed up? So you see those guys, and they have hard hats and safety vests and all the gear. And under that gear is a T-shirt. And so if it's a certain class T-shirt, such as a class 3, 4, whatever particular work you're doing. You can wear that without, sorry about my ring, you can wear that without a safety vest.
Huh, okay.
But I modified the sleeves. And so the safety department was not happy about the length of the sleeve on the T-shirt. And they told me, well, if you get a safety vest that hasn't been modified, you don't have to wear a T-shirt under your safety vest. And I thought that odd, but to prove a point, I went into the safety department and checked out an extra small vest. I'm a 6 foot, 230-pound guy, and I put this extra small safety vest on and zipped it up. A very hairy individual. Before I put it on, I cut the nipples out of it and
then zipped it up and
walked into the safety department. And so I walked past everybody that worked for the company in the yard that morning, and they kind of wondered what I was doing. To prove a point to the safety department, they said, no, you can wear your modified T-shirt. Do not wear that on the street.
Well, Mike, if you end up not doing that job anymore, you have a future in a rebooted version of The Village People where you could be the construction worker guy. That outfit's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Ray, you're on I-5 North. What is something you once did that people will always bring up and you'll just never be able to live it down?
Well, senior skip day about 100 years ago. No, not that long. We skipped school, and I had a very small graduating class. There was only 36 of us who graduated, and 33 of us were probably at the party. And, we were getting stoned, getting drunk, having a good time, and a three-story house. And I thought, you know, it looked like fun to get up on that roof. And it was great until I realized I couldn't get down.
Oh, no.
So then what happened?
Well, multiple of my classmates kind of made a human ladder for me, and I was able to get down. But here's the reason why I know this will never leave me, okay? I have been to my 25th high school reunion, and they were doing this little bit, you know how you do your high school yearbook, and it says, you know, the most likely to succeed and all this other stuff. Well, during our 25th reunion, somebody put in there that, the person most likely to get drunk and climb on the roof would be Ray Gray.
And they were right. The whole part of that whole story, though, I heard him say, it was like, he's like, there's 36 of us, 33 of us were at the party. And all I thought was, I would probably be one of the three that wasn't invited to that party.
Oh, Steve.
High school was rough.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve that never got invited to the party?
No.
His current record is 252 wins, 79 losses, and 62 ties in 2025. And by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
We gave out
three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.